Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We don't do intros for these, do we?
Oh, no, we don't. So welcome to Off
the
Record.
So I guess, hey. Yeah, here we go.
This is nice. I think this is going to be light, fresh.
That would be nice.
Light as a bite.
Yeah, that's what we're aiming for. Always, always what we're aiming for. But God knows where we end up.
We just have done quite a sort of heavy one. It wasn't even heavy, actually, but like kind of quite deep.
Felt like a big topic.
It did. I feel like I'm in that kind of soft mindset.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
which I do think, okay, just a quick reflection. I think this mostly goes without saying, but I think the start of the podcast for us, as in like years ago when we started recording episodes, it was very much like brazen, ballsy, unapologetic, like, oh, I'll just say whatever, no one's fucking listening, like whatever. I think also we had some sort of like just like a kind of recklessness of our like early 20s or whatever.
Yeah, when no one's listening, it's easy to say crazy shit.
Oh, you can say any old
thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Like, who cares?
It's like, yeah, no one's gonna hear it.
And I do think, obviously, as time goes on, we do become, I don't want to say timid in a way, because I know you'll hate that, but there's a level of restraint that I think is important, because I think it's necessary, actually, to like not fuck up a platform and not take things for granted and like, do you know what I mean, deny the responsibility of like being able to speak to people. But I do think it's important for us as well to keep that almost like authority in our own opinions and thoughts. And it's our podcast.
Yeah. No,
we're not saying anything mental, I don't think. This is pretty vanilla stuff.
Oh my God, it's so vanilla.
It should go without saying. It's kind of the point.
It's the whole point. It's the whole,
it's the whole point. And I was actually saying at Cambridge that we started this, when we called it Goes Without Saying, it was very much like coming from an insecure place of like, if anyone were to call us out for something, it's like, why didn't you mention blah, blah, blah? It's like,
it goes
because it goes without saying. Give us a break.
Really,
it goes without
off
saying.
Off the bat, defensive.
On the defense. Sorry to disappoint.
It's really weird thing to do, actually. It's literally called
quickly,
Goes Without Saying. It's like,
goes without
calm down.
Saying.
No one came for you.
Capitals, goes without saying. I would also like to say, just quickly, before we get in, thank you so much. I know we've been going on about the merch, but it's just a really nice...
Is this
that's
going
another
out
thing.
On Valentine's Day, maybe?
Stop.
Day before, actually, I think.
Oh, God, look at us, so romantic.
I actually don't know if it is, because I'm coming back from Amsterdam on the 14th on Valentine's Day.
Oh,
so
it's the day
after. Okay, that's annoying.
Okay, well, I hope you had a lovely day. You're the crux.
Mine just
congrats
arrived
on
by
you.
The way.
No way.
Yeah, it arrived. It's so stunning.
Get
I got
out.
The You're My Crux cherub
thoughts?
Sort of design, which has me and Wing on. So cute. Which I've been seeing a lot of people wearing. They've been tagging
us.
So
it's
cute.
Been really nice. Yeah, I'm just very grateful.
And I love
happy
it.
About that. Yeah, okay, good. Well, do you want us to kick us off?
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Oh, this one's quite interesting. Someone said, can you do an app of you guys saying affirmations that we could listen to daily?
I was going to say this to you.
I do love that.
Yeah, same.
But I think
maybe we should
we'll
make it a monthly thing. Oh, okay.
But like, I think we should do that. I don't know if it's an app, but I would love to do...
Oh my God, you know what we need to do? On the cards?
On the cards.
We need to
we
do our
need to
readings.
Do
okay.
Yeah, let's do that at some
well,
point. I would love
to
do
that.
That on video. On the
ooh,
cards,
yeah,
I feel
same.
Like that works better.
Yeah,
but we could
I would
do
love
some
to
kind
do some
of
affirmations.
Like, I love that. I'm all in for like a meditation. So we also
me
have always
too.
Discussed like having some kind of app where it's sort of meditations and like affirmations and stuff by us. But also,
we're towing a very fine line between like just doing the episodes as we do them, and constantly fighting the desire to essentially give out our fucking personal phone numbers and be like, just ring us when you need something.
Yeah. Like, if you're having an issue, dream. Just text us.
Yeah, anything comes up, we're there, yeah? Yeah. You've got our number, you know where to find us. Like, the restraint that I have to like not start being a freak and like popping up all the time, being like, are you guys okay? Like, is everyone all right? I would love for us to figure out a way where we can like have some sort of ongoing offering that you can just pick up
when you need it, which is what I kind of think the episodes are. Like, if I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'll click on the one that says overwhelmed and something. Like, I feel like that they each have a tone, which I think hopefully is what you need when you click on it. But I would love to have like an SOS button, and it's us like, guys,
exactly,
calm down. we've
literally discussed that. I remember when we were in Amsterdam last year, we were walking along the canals and saying SOS, we were coming up with all of these scenarios that you could be in, which was weird.
It's like feeling anxious, you click on it and it's just like, right, two deep breaths, guys,
stop feeling anxious.
I would love that.
I would love that too. Okay, well, any affirmations that you're needing at the moment that you wouldn't mind sharing?
I remember one hitting me. This was a few years ago that this was really hitting me, but it always hits me. But I feel like when you're in a certain mindset or in a certain like time in your life, this is what you need to hear. You are exactly where you need to be.
I knew you were going to say that.
I just think that's so like, oh, okay. Okay, cool.
I'll take your word for it then, shall
I? Can relax then.
I'm exactly where I need to be. You can relax.
And that hits at certain points when it's like, if you're feeling a lot of doubt, questioning your decisions, it's like, you're exactly where you need to be.
You know what one I like to do? Mm. Or one that I kept kind of... It was something that I kept saying to myself all the time. Mm. And I'm sure I've said it on episodes too. But almost like... This is quite... Also, someone said what to do when you wake up with really bad anxiety. And I think this is a nice thing to remember in the morning or just whenever. I would always think to myself, I come to this day with nothing to prove.
So nothing true. To prove.
And suddenly it's like, oh, fucking hell, Macaulay Culkin. I'll kick back and relax.
Because it's so weird that the natural state that you wake up in is proving. I've got a lot to prove. It's like, sorry.
Knackering. Honestly.
But isn't it true, though? It's like, I wake up naturally, like, okay.
Immediately behind.
Like, who is this for? You're not in a film. You don't have an audience now.
No.
Doesn't matter.
There's no judge.
What are you trying to prove?
I come to this day with nothing to prove.
Hamilton has nothing to prove. Something got nothing to lose.
Oh! That's
just... I can't remember the lyrics. Something like that from Hamilton.
I like those ones. Also says a lot about us, I think.
Yeah, it does. Just like stress.
It's like, other things that you need to hear. It's like, oh,
do you know one that is actually, I think, quite nice, and it comes up a lot. I don't know what this thing is, but a lot of the things that I meditations and stuff I've been gravitating towards at the moment have been like self-compassion, sort of like kindness, and a lot of them, I really hate this as a term, it is exactly what it is, but I just it has such a like new agey to it, but it's like a loving kindness meditation.
Oh yes,
I don't necessarily exactly love loving kindness,
but TM
and but it is what it is, and it's loving kindness meditation, and a lot of those are the phrases like, may I be happy, like may I be happy, and it's like, oh God, I didn't even know
even
that I was
that.
Wishing misery on myself.
Restricting myself.
Like, happiness in my day to day was so low down, really. It's may I be happy? It's like, oh my God, I kind of wish happiness for other people. It's like, oh God, I hope they're happy.
Uh-huh.
But it's like having the intent, not even like, okay, so if I go for that walk, then I'll be happy. If I eat this yummy thing, then I'll be happy. If I go see my friend, then I'll be happy. It's like, no, just may I be happy? It's like just a general well wish to yourself. So powerful.
Lovely. Thank you for sharing that. I like that so much. God, I'm feeling a bit existential that we're doing this.
Are you? Sometimes it hits, doesn't it?
It does hit sometimes, yeah.
It hit, but I hate it when it hits in the midst of it. Like, that's when I get the giggles on stage with you, when I'm like, oh God.
But that's my favourite thing in the world.
I hate it because I get so scared.
I love it. Okay, this is lovely.
It is lovely. I've really got my... like really delightful smelling candle on as well.
Oh nice.
It's just like I'm in quite a zen environment right now.
Mm.
What's your coffee order at the moment?
Oof.
That's kind of cooling. A little bit light, but loving it.
No, I love that. Yeah, go on, you go first. I know yours.
I'm so sophisticated. I'm kind of French at the moment. Like, kind
you
of.
Are.
I'm so actually cool at the moment. I get a black Americano.
I think it's the shorter hair, yeah.
Black Americano. Yeah, picture me right now. I've got a black bob.
Picture this.
I've got a black little chic bob. And I'm drinking a black coffee every morning. Well, yeah. I'm not actually because I'm getting headaches a little bit at the moment. But when I'm drinking coffee, I get a black Americano. It's like, oh my God, nice. I'm Coco Chanel. I don't know her coffee order, but that's how I feel.
How are your headaches? Are you back on coffee now or no?
No, yeah, so I had a coffee today and it didn't do anything. I think it was when I was... So I think I get headaches because Wing has got me tracking my period. She's been tracking behind the scenes for many years, for many moons now.
I keep an eye on you. I like to keep tabs on your ongoing.
Yeah, you do. My inside.
Your ins and outs.
But I've now been keeping track and I think... I've never really thought of myself as like a headache person, but as I've been tracking sort of symptoms and stuff, I think I get headaches around my period and when I'm ovulating.
Isn't it so empowering, I think, to have a real awareness of your cycle?
It's weird to be like...
if that's something you deal with, like if you have a period, I think the sooner, for me personally, the sooner I can get down a rhythm of knowing what to expect, knowing when to expect it, Jesus Christ.
Oh God, what to expect when you're expecting.
But it gives me huge anxiety. Like when people say, oh, I don't know when my period's coming, I'm like, but here you are walking among us.
That was my life for 27, 26 years.
I find
No. Not 26
no,
years.
No. So, oh, you're 36.
I don't know how old it was. I think I was 10. I don't know.
Yeah, weird, right?
Really,
it's
weird.
It's just so empowering.
Yeah. What's your coffee order,
so
though? I'm dying
much.
To know.
I'll take any old thing, to be honest. I have just like a latte at home or a cappuccino.
Chocolate sprinkles on there?
Yeah, sometimes. If I'm doing a cappuccino, then definitely.
You have
goes
to.
Without
right?
saying. Otherwise,
so
not a cappuccino. So strange. I don't know. I am kind of in a phase of just like taking whatever. You know what I'm really into actually? When I'm really thirsty and caveat, I have to be really thirsty. Otherwise, like I'll get a hot coffee normally, but you know when you just need a cold drink?
I sometimes get a coffee and a water. I'm like, can I just get a tap water and I just down that at the counter?
That's necessary.
Glug.
But sometimes what I'll normally do, like my normal thing is I'll probably have like two coffees a day.
Oh God.
And in there as well, I will probably get an ice matcha.
That
I'm really into an ice matcha at the moment.
A lot.
Yeah, I know, but I need
actually, the matcha, I probably have, probably about seven teas a day, but the coffee's just more intense.
Coffee, there's no intensity to me now.
Love.
I wake up, the first thing I do is make myself a coffee.
Well, that's what I was in, but then I started getting so down about these headaches because I've just started to like the taste of coffee. I'm in my black Americano gal life. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm not supposed to be
sheep. Oh yeah, that's so true, because you didn't like the taste of coffee for ages.
For years, but then I realised I just don't like the taste of milk.
Uh-huh.
I love the taste
that's
of coffee.
Intriguing.
I just find milk, I can't stomach it in the morning. I like it in a hot chocolate, but I don't like sort of a milky coffee. Honestly, black Americano's changed my life. Now it's
I love an Americano when
really
the time is right. Yeah, there's a time and a place, I think.
That's
the thing with my coffee order. It's very Libra, but there's a time and a place. I'm not into like one thing at the moment.
There is. I am also into when I'm working at the cafe. I get so hungry because I'm around all this like really delicious food all day. Like I'm in the kitchen, people are cooking delicious
food.
Quite
hungry now.
And I, even though I have a big breakfast every morning, I was like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. By about 11, I'm like, get me anything. And I make myself a mocha because I need the caffeine well. And you're supposed to do like one spoon of hot chocolate, one shot of coffee. I do like three spoons.
Nice.
Like it's really thick
chocolatey
sort of mocha. So it's basically a hot chocolate.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance.
UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm assuming you get these things free of charge. Is that correct?
Oh my god, definitely. Yeah, yeah. I'm eating and drinking throughout the day, always.
Yeah, she should. Yeah, nice. Okay, just
You've
checking.
Seen my lunches. God, they're delightful.
I have. I've seen everything. I've seen the cakes too. Oh,
everything's good. Yeah, no, everything's... It's like kind of munching along.
You know what is kind of my go-to snack at the moment, or a little sweet something?
Mm.
I'm having like an ice cream, like vanilla ice cream, and then crumbling into it like chocolate, yum, kind of like cookies and like biscuits and stuff.
Oh my god, yeah. I love.
Really good. Kind of a McFlurry, I guess. Yeah. Like a Malteser McFlurry.
Ugh, I started putting Bourbon biscuits in porridge.
Ooh,
like
I
making
like
a porridge, peanut butter jam, mm-hmm, picture it. It's like a delicious
nice
sort of thing.
Concoction.
And then like seeing what kind of biscuits I've got in the cupboard and kind of snapping them up and putting them like a couple in there.
Uh-huh. So do they stay crunchy or do they melt down?
Kind of put them on the top, but like soggy. If they've got sort of a creamy filling, like a Bourbon
inside
biscuit, that will start melting a little bit. Oh my god.
Yeah, I like that.
Yum.
I used to, do you remember at uni I would have the same porridge every single day?
Yeah. Your
and
porridge looked good,
that,
actually.
That was great
like dates
porridge.
On there.
Yeah, and I still have to, I still do it now.
Yeah.
Dates.
Yeah, I'll do a little
raspberries,
chocolate date situation.
Bananas, cacao nibs, chia seeds, honey.
Can't
over.
Get into chia seeds.
Really? I like just a little.
Do you?
You're such a seed person.
Oh, I'm literally like, I'm mostly seeds and nuts. Like, that is kind
How
of.
How could you not like a chia seed? It's like the only seed I'll have, honestly.
Really?
Chia like seeds and them. Sesame seeds. I don't know what other seeds I would pop it. No way.
Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds.
Don't be ridiculous.
That's me. I'm
disgusting.
Pumpkin seeds. Those are my favourite seeds.
Aren't they quite big? I don't want to be chomping down on a seed.
Oh my god. They're delightful.
Ugh.
Sunflower seeds. Oh my god. That's
Isn't
all my
it
porridge.
That?
No, no. You're thinking
That's
of nuts. You're thinking
Ooh,
of nuts
I don't
with
like.
That noise.
I don't like.
Seeds... I actually said to my friend, I was like, I've come up with such cute names for these imaginary like twin girls.
Your
like imagine twin girls. They're called Robin and Ren. Like WREN. Robin and Ren.
Yeah.
So cute. And then my friend was like, no, because they sound, it's just a bit too birdie. And knowing your kids, they'll eat like load of seeds. And it's like,
yeah. Nuts and seeds.
Two little vegetarian seed loving girls.
So
Robin
wait, what's
Ren.
The issue
Doesn't
with
work.
Chia seeds? And they're so tiny. All they do is just give a little bit of crunch.
Do you know what? I've only ever had chia seeds when it's like in a pudding. You know, when it's like they expand.
Chia pudding. Well, that's a different story.
Frogspawn City.
That's a different freaking story.
When like kind of you would read like a sort of.
That's kind
do you know
of
who it was? Naomi Smart. Remember her back in the day?
Whoa.
She
I
would have a chia
her, yeah.
seed pudding.
It's kind of your impret and there's nothing left.
I couldn't be eating that.
I mean, I could, but I would rather have...
I would what else have you
anything
got?
Else.
What else have you got? But so what, you're having them just on? You're not doing that weird expansion thing?
No. I'm just
I
adding them on top.
That.
So you know, like, you would add, like, a sesame seed, like, on top of, like, noodles?
Hell yeah.
It's just like that sort of vibe, but for the porridge.
I'll try that because I have some in the cupboard, but I haven't used them because I tried that
yeah,
horrid
you'll
pudding
like them.
Thing.
I also really like them So toast. I'm at the moment treating myself to a sourdough toast.
Yum.
Lathering it up with peanut butter.
Me this morning.
Slicing banana all over it. Then I'm going the extra mile, drizzling honey over the top. A little bit of cinnamon. And then the chia seeds on top.
No jam?
No jam. Wow. That's a separate issue. We'll hold the jam for another day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is a thing.
If you've got banana, peanut butter, banana, classic.
I mean, it's insulting. You would even...
But I love peanut butter and jam. Like, when
it's
I discovered
that... It's a different
beast. My life changed forever.
When you discovered it.
Genuinely.
Inventor of peanut butter and PB&J.
I thought it was like a joke. Like, kind of, you know, like... I don't know, like a joke food sort of thing.
Yeah, but
know,
how old were you when you first had it? In front of me. Stop. How old were you when you first had it?
Honestly, like 15.
That's crazy.
Genuinely. Yeah.
That's crazy, Seffy.
I know. I didn't think it was a thing. I thought it was like in American cartoons. I have a PB&J.
I love.
Oh my God. Everything.
I love. You know what is my favorite? I love fig jam and plum jam.
Oh my God. Sounds incredible.
My dad's mum made the best plum jam and I must have been like 8 years old, and she would always use a spoon to like spread it over the bread and stuff.
Oh my God, so it kind of go, oh my God, that's perfect.
Oh, it's that kind of thing.
It's like this jam company that I'm obsessed with at the
go
moment.
On shout them
jam
out.
Heavy episode.
Who knew?
There's a jam company. This was actually the other day. We were on FaceTime and you were like making a reel, like you were like working hard and you were like, what are you doing? And I was like, just looking on Etsy at some jam.
Well, I was shocked that they sell jam on Etsy. I didn't know that you could get
I didn't know
stuff.
Either until that moment, but an amazing company. I'm gonna shout it out. Honestly, if you're I think
never
they
had anything
the US
from
or something. I have no idea where they ship. But you should go and look. It's called Hot.
Maybe you're local.
Hot Jam. And jam is spelled in this way, J-A-M-N. Like hot damn.
As follows.
Hot jam.
Hot jam.
So cool.
Great name.
God,
we love.
The girl that makes them, go on their Instagram, look at the girl's Instagram as well. She does like cookie pop-ups where she like goes and sells these cookies that have the jam in.
Looks
oh
extremely
my
good.
God. And they're like miso and oh my goodness me.
I'm getting hungry.
Same. I bought these Bakewell tart cookies. I'm in a real cookie Ooh, phase at the moment.
That sounds good.
Yeah. They're from M&S. I just walked past them and I was like, are you kidding me? Bakewell tart cookies. And I'm going to have one in a minute.
Oh, you haven't tried them
no,
yet?
No, I have. I've had three today. Oh. I'm going to have my
And they're
four.
Good. Yeah,
they're
good.
Really good.
Okay, stunning.
Yeah.
Do we
also, speaking of cookies, we met a lovely girl that worked in a cookie shop. We were buying cookies. We'd just
this
been recording.
This made me feel so anxious.
We were.
No, this made me feel so anxious because I felt like I'd come off badly or something.
What the hell? No.
Do you remember when we left? I was like, oh no.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't that. Like, that's so silly. We'd be just been in the studio thing in Acast recording.
Yeah, having the time of
our lives.
And
we were on our way back and we walked past this cookie shop and we were like, oh my God, let's get some cookies. And
they're really
just
good.
The embarrassment of how intensely we were discussing the cookies, and then when we paid the lovely girl was like, oh my God, I love your podcast. And it's like, oh God, we were like, the strawberries and cream one looks quite good, but I also like the look of the double chocolate.
We were really in character as well. We were really being second and wing in that moment. Like, it was really, yeah, we were taking it very serious.
Yes,
we were really holding her up.
Good cookie though.
Really good cookie. I had only had them once before and I had really had like a whole box to myself.
So good.
But that one really hit very nice. Should we say where they're from? It's called After School Cookie Club, I think.
Yeah, what are they called?
I think it's After School Cookie Club.
After School Cookie. I was trying to remember that.
Let me actually just check.
I ate it on the train and I could tell the girl sitting next to me was really jealous.
I had a really funny thing happen to me on the train. It's actually not funny at all, but it made me laugh. I was on the train back and unfortunately a guy came and sat next to me.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
So really unfortunate. And I thought, he'll be gone in a sec, just don't think about it. He'll be gone in a sec, just close
just
your eyes,
just tune it out,
just fucking zone out of your body for a sec, just disassociate quickly. Yeah, and he'll be gone by the time you come back. I thought, he's probably gonna get off at East Croydon. No, he's probably gonna get off at Gatwick. No,
oh, no.
I thought, God, he's hanging
the
on
haul.
That's what I thought. I thought, surely you're not going to Brighton, you're not giving a Brighton vibe. Anyway,
what's that? You're getting more of a Hayward's Heath vibe.
Yeah, no, he was. And that's where he got off Hayward's Heath.
Okay.
But cut to Gatwick, lots of people, East Croydon, everybody clears out, Gatwick, everybody's gone. It's just, yeah. There's just a few of us. So he stood up from the seat next, from my quarters.
Are you on a train. Four?
No, I was just on a two. You're on two. Just minding my business. So he's direct, we're literally next, we're leg to leg.
Yeah, your thigh it's to not thigh. Not ideal.
Yeah, our thighs are touching, which oh, I'm it's not horrid. About, believe me.
Yeah.
Everybody starts clearing out, so he stands up and moves behind me. So now we've both got, and we've got like a two seat to ourselves.
Yeah, but now you don't have a visual on him. So don't sit behind me.
No, but I could see him in the reflection.
Oh, perfect. So you have got eyes on.
In the reflection, yeah, I've got eyes. I've got eyes on the window.
Man at 6 o'clock.
I could see him in the reflection of the window. Yeah, and he was, yeah, literally yeah. Man at 6 o'clock. Woman gets on, sits directly next to him.
Oh, brilliant. Now he's pinned
you
in.
You stood up. Yeah, exactly. And you stood up to escape me. And now I've got my two seat back.
Yeah.
And now there's a woman sat next to you and you got your comeuppance.
Comeuppance.
That's all. For comeuppance. Honestly, for sitting next to me.
Honestly, comeuppance.
But you know, it's just like, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, the legs are all over you and it's like, just give me a
was
minute.
Was there room? It all depends on the...
There were other places
why
to go.
It's weird of the woman to sit next to him if there's other seats.
Well, so then
if there's
later
empty seats
on...
at all, if there's even one other thing of two mm-hmm. and you go sit next to someone, that's really weird.
Well, it was the, you know that thing, the priority seating? So then they later had a discussion, which I overheard, because I had my headphones in, but I had turned the music off, so I could be fully vigilant of the situation. Yeah. And she said, I need to move because I need to get off. I think she was on crutches or something, so she was kind of getting in the first seat available to her, which happened to be next to him. Anyway, okay. That was all. Just wanted to share that.
I've just seen my phone's on 1% as well, so...
Well, should we get out of it?
I think let's do one more.
One more? I would like to just tie this off, because I've just seen... What did you guys study at uni and where? It goes without saying. We did... Well, I did anthropology and history at the University of Sussex. And what about you, Persephone Deacon?
I did English literature and film at the University
of
Sussex.
At the University of Sussex? No way! Gorgeous.
Were you there at the same time as me?
Yeah! Oh my God. I think we met a few times. I think we even started the podcast there.
We did. In third year.
In third year.
I'm going to sneeze.
In those very halls. In that very library. Oh. Bless you.
No, it's gone. It's gone. I thought there was another.
Oh,
I hate that feeling when it recedes.
I hate that.
It's like...
Recedes.
It's like it's there.
It's like you're not ready for me.
And it recedes. Yeah, no, it's annoying. Not good.
I saw... Sorry, that reminded me. Oh, no, don't worry.
No, go on.
It's a whole different ball game.
Oh, but let's go
different...
in. I could play
it
some
was,
games.
It was killing me. It was really making me laugh. You know, like when a TikTok is good, but the comments are so much better.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember what the TikTok was, to be honest. Like, I have no idea. But it was essentially about this girl saying about, like, I don't know what it was. Like, I don't know if she was seeing a certain guy or it was just generally speaking that when she was having sex with someone, she couldn't come.
Mm.
And all of the comments were like, he'll say like, are you close? And it's like, I am, shut the fuck up, I'm concentrating. And it's yeah. Like, I'm trying to fucking concentrate. It was just making me laugh so
no,
much.
Genuinely.
It's like, shh, I'm thinking about something. It's like, that energy is so fucking funny to me. And that's the similar vibe of your sneeze receding. Of like, oh, I was,
you know,
but then you disturbed me. I'm trying to fucking concentrate. Anyway.
Love it.
Just tickled
me. I need
me.
To get back on TikTok. I need to have a little look around what's going on over there. Like, haven't been on there in years. I need to have a look what's...
You do.
What funny
you need
stuff's
to have a look
going
around.
On. I'm missing out.
Yeah, those comments are just really making me laugh. Like, shut the fuck up, I'm trying to concentrate. And
but
it's like all these
so
young
true,
women.
Though.
It's like, that's hilarious. And he's saying, God bless him, he thinks he's having a great time. He's like, yeah, are you close? Are you going to come? And she's like, shut the fuck up.
You're
putting me
right
off.
Now,
yeah. Would you mind leaving? Honestly, zip it, you. Like, have you thought about shutting the fuck up for a second? Like, I'm trying to fucking concentrate. Concentrate is just so funny.
But that is it.
No, that is
in my experience.
No, agreed. It's so funny. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just a funny old thing. I could talk about it all day. Right. Okay.
Cool.
I won't. Bye.
Well, if
you don't hear from us,
assume
the worst.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.